Oh, that was great. Thank you, Rosh and Danielle. I hope everyone's as inspired as I am. So, to take that inspiration that you are feeling and channel it, I'm going to give a bit of an overview of what we're doing in February and March. And just to say before I jump in, we are also going to send around in the coming week by email, you will get a reflection exercise. And we're inviting each one of us to take 30 minutes, maybe even an hour would be great, just to go through it, reflect on it personally. And we're also asking if each of the sharing groups to dedicate one meeting this month to discuss this after you've had the chance to do it on your own. So you can expect that to come into your inbox. And it will help us to reflect on what we just heard and also to get ready for what we're about to enter into. So let me give you a bit of an overview. This is like a rough schedule of what the meetings will look like. I will go through it briefly. We are planning before each meeting. So this is applying to four community meetings, 8, 22 of February and of March. Before each of these meetings, we will have one household in Acton, one community family hosting a lunch that's open to anyone. The idea there is, if you're inviting someone and you feel like it would be helpful for them to come and meet a few people first, you have that opportunity. You might feel like they would be more comfortable coming straight to the meeting. Different people will appreciate different things, but we're making that option available. It's also an option for you to come and hang out with a few other people from Antioch, even if you're not bringing anyone new, and for us to build up our community life. So we will send in due course, if you feel like you would like to host one of these, let me know, but we will send in due course more information about those. And then each meeting will start, like we did today, with some social time. The first one on the 8th of February, it will be more like a substantial thing at the start of the meeting. Maybe some of us remember a few years ago, we did this event up in the other room where we had food from all different countries. I thought it was a really good event and worked very well. So we're going to try to replicate that maybe on a smaller scale and a shorter time. But basically, we will start with food available from different cultures and an extended time just to chat and welcome new people before we begin our meeting. And then the other three meetings, it would be very similar to today. We will have some homemade goodies and tea and coffee and an opportunity to chat and welcome people. And really the vision for this time is definitely not to give us time to be a bit more late to the meeting. So let's be here on time or even a bit early so that we're ready to welcome people. The vision really is to create an environment where we can welcome new people who are coming in. We will have a team at the door or outside welcoming people, and then we all want to be ready to receive someone new and chat to them and make them feel welcome. And so that's the vision for that. And then we will do a song together, have an introduction. The first meeting, we won't have any worship, and then you kind of build it up time after time. We'll give a little bit of explanation of what it is. It's a similar format that we've done, for example, in Koinonia, just to kind of introduce people to some things that they are not maybe familiar with. And then the content will be testimonies. So we will have each meeting, one person sharing about their stories. I will come back later and say more about the theme. And then after that, there will be an opportunity just to reflect on it. For the first two meetings, we'll have a song and a time to reflect on what we've heard. In March, the idea is to also have an invitation to take a step and to respond to the Lord. You might do prayer ministry at the last meeting. It's still in progress. And then we would have some announcements. The announcements will be for everyone. You won't have announcements that are only for community members. And then at the end, as we always do, we will have time for more tea and coffee and hanging out together. I also want to say regarding childcare, We are working on a plan. We will send out details in due course. But we want you to know, if you're inviting people who have children, there will be a plan for childcare available. We also want to say, if you have any thoughts, any ideas, any feedback, please let Lizzie know. Lizzie is here. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Lizzie. Sorry. Lizzie is working with the leaders of the youth and children's programs. So if you have any ideas, let her know. If you think you're going to invite people and they're going to bring their children, let her know. It's helpful for her to have an idea. But also, if you feel like, I think these people won't be comfortable sending their children off, or they prefer to leave them at home, also let her know, because we are thinking if there is a way to keep the children with us in the room but have something for them to do. So any feedback you have will be helpful. Please let Lizzie know. Okay, the theme, we took some time to think about this and to pray about this, and we settled on this theme. Overall, it's, is there more? We feel like it's really relevant for the people we have in mind to invite, who are looking for more, maybe not satisfied with a nominal Christian life or with whatever London has to offer, and they want more. And then we broke it down into four more specific themes for the four meetings. Is there more to life? Is there more to relationship with God? Is there more to relationships? Is there more to suffering? And we will focus each meeting, the testimony and the theme of the meeting, on one of these themes. We will also have a poster that you can send on WhatsApp to people. We might print it out as flyers as well. If you think that would be helpful, let us know. We will have one that has all four, so you can invite someone to the whole series. But we will also have a separate poster for each event if you prefer to invite people just to one event at a time. A few more comments. We want to make it a priority for each one of us to be free and available to invite people and be with them. So if you are, for example, on the children's work rota or on the music rota or on the tea and coffee rota, and you feel like, actually, I have someone to invite and it would really help me to be free to be with that person, please talk to your service supervisor. Try to do it ahead of time, not at the last minute. Because we want to cover for those needs and make each one of us available and free to prioritize inviting new people. We also need help with a few different things. There's a list on the screen. I'm not going to go through it. It is going to be in the material that we send out in the coming week. But please have a think about what you can help with and let us know. I've put the names of who the team that's planning. That's myself, Lizzie, Ralph, Danielle, Vaz, Emzo, and Carl Kuduni. Let any of us know what you're up for helping with. We all need to pitch in to make this a success. I also want to say, really what we're trying to do is not just run great events that are attractive, but also build a culture that's welcoming and an environment that's attractive. And all of us need to do that. It's not just the team that's going to do it. But we also want to welcome people not just to the meetings, but into our lives, into our homes, into our families. So also have a think about how you can do that. Maybe Arsenal is going to win the FA Cup and I'm going to play the match at my house so you can come and watch it with me. Or I want to have a movie night, or I have a Lord's Day meal and a few spots available. You can be thinking...
house, because it's going to be Fulham.
Fulham, oh, okay, Fulham. We have Arsenal against Fulham at the FA Cup final. At the, imagine that happening, but we'll see. But yeah, let's think about this stage. And let's take initiative. If you meet someone and really connect with them at the meeting, feel free to ask for their number and then invite them over. We would also have a WhatsApp group that people can sign up to get updates. They get invitations to the official events, but we can also post things there like, Neil is having a movie night. Who wants to go to Neil's house and watch a movie? Or something like that. And the last thing I want to say is, very important, as Ralph said, The most important preparation we want to do is to pray and to intercede. We will do that in a few minutes. We will send out also a plan for how we will intercede together as a community. But can't wait for that. Let's begin interceding for this from now, asking for the Lord to work and to use us during this time. Okay, is that all clear? I have time for one question or comment, if anyone has a question or a comment. And then I'm going to invite Rebecca up. She had a sense for us that I think is good to say now. Yes, Deborah.
Thank you.
I'm very excited. It's really been a joy to do this and to experience God walking ahead of us and leading us during this time. So Rebecca, if you want to give us your sense. And then we're going to take a few minutes just to intercede. I'm going to put a few intercession points on the screen. I will introduce each one. We can all pray together. And then I have asked a specific person to close us with a prayer. So we will do that. And then we will end our meeting. And there, as I said earlier, there is more tea and coffee and hopefully more cakes left over from earlier.